Hey there, stress warriors. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of peace and clarity. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your own head? Thoughts swirling, anxieties buzzing, and to-do lists longer than your arm? Well, today we're tackling something super important. Cultivating mindful communication with yourself. Because let's face it, the most crucial relationship you have is the one with yourself. And just like any good relationship, it needs nurturing, understanding, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So why is this so vital? Think about it. We spend our entire lives talking to ourselves, right? From that morning pep talk in the mirror to those inner critics whispering doubts during a tough moment. These internal dialogues shape our thoughts, feelings, and actions. They can be our greatest cheerleader or our harshest judge. Now, you might be thinking, Jessica, I don't have time for all this self-reflection stuff. But trust me, it's not about spending hours meditating in a dimly lit room, though that can be awesome too. It's about being present in your own mind, noticing those thoughts and feelings without judgment, and choosing how you respond. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindful communication with yourself. 1. Become a thought observer. Ever feel like your thoughts are on autopilot? Like they just stream through your head without you even realizing it? Well, start paying attention. Notice the patterns in your thinking. What topics pop up frequently? What triggers those negative self-talk spirals? You don't need to change these thoughts, just become aware of them. It's like watching a movie. You're not controlling the plot, but you can choose to observe it with more clarity. 2. Embrace self-compassion. We all have moments of weakness, make mistakes, and experience setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up about it, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Imagine talking to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement and support, right? Well, extend that same compassion to yourself. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. When those inner critics start chirping away, don't just accept their negativity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or distorted perceptions. By questioning them, we can break free from those limiting beliefs and create a more positive inner dialogue. 4. Practice gratitude. Remember all the good things in your life, big and small. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple joys. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a genuine laugh with a friend. When we focus on what we're grateful for, it shifts our perspective and helps us cultivate a more positive mindset. 5. Express yourself authentically. Don't be afraid to share your thoughts and feelings with others. In a healthy way, of course. Open communication strengthens relationships and allows you to connect with people on a deeper level. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness. It's a sign of strength and authenticity. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're facing a challenging project at work. You might start spiraling with thoughts like, I'm not good enough for this, or I'm going to fail. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, try this. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and then reframe your thinking. Remind yourself of your past successes, your skills and strengths. Visualize yourself confidently tackling the project and achieving positive results. And remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. Sharing your workload or seeking guidance from a colleague can alleviate stress and foster collaboration. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful tools to cultivate mindful communication with yourself. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing practice that requires patience, self-awareness, and a whole lot of love for yourself. Keep practicing these techniques, be kind to yourself along the way, and you'll start noticing a shift in your mindset. You'll feel more grounded, confident, and equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and resilience. Now go out there, talk kindly to yourself, and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love, because let's face it, we all do. Catch you in the next episode for another daily dose of peace and clarity.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.